It very well could have been.
But with regards to COVID, you're thinking...
Well, let's first back up. Let's not call it COVID.
Okay.
Because COVID is the infectious disease process. COVID is exhibiting the disease caused by the virus. If we're talking about virus right now, let's talk about SARS-CoV-2. That's what the etiological agent is for the disease state.
Okay. Let's talk about SARS-CoV-2. So what went into making SARS-CoV-2? Isn't it a chimera? Isn't it a two?
Right. Well, that's exactly it. And a chimera, by definition, is made in a lab.
So
a chimera, just so the audience understands, is basically when you take, and Lynn, you may want to describe it, it's when you take two things and basically fuse them together on some level.
That's a very simplistic way of putting it. It's not so much a fusion, but it is a way of incorporating other characteristics from other viruses to create something. I don't want to speak on motive or why they would do it. My guess is originally maybe they thought, okay, this would be a good way, a good vector, a good depository to create an HIV vaccine. Because the problem with retroviruses is they don't have that ability to penetrate epithelium to get through that barrier. So vaccinating someone for HIV is very challenging. However, if they could find a way to carry it, maybe another virus, through to the epithelium, through the epithelium to deposit vaccine or antigen in this case, that maybe that's a mode of transmission, a mode of action.